Thank you, Brother Ben. Good evening, friends. And as has been put aside on the schedule and the Lord has provided for us, as Brother Ben said, for the next hour is a devotional, a time where we can bring forward our thoughts from a hymn, from a scripture, from a poem, to give praise unto our Heavenly Father, something that has brought us great blessing, that has been a work in our life that we can use to show forward praise unto Him. So if I do this right, I'll say very little from here on in, and look forward to the friends to offer forward these things that they would like to in praise of the Heavenly Father. And I don't know some of you, and some others I have only met recently or don't meet very often. So if I'm not sure of your name, please forgive me. And as I said, I'm basically here to direct it. We would like to hear from you, something that you would like to bring forward, a poem, a prayer, a hymn, and praise to our Heavenly Father. Yes? Okay. 358, is it? And you're in the blue book, are you? 365 in the red. Oh, dear sister, we must be on the same wavelength because I was considering opening with that one. So thank you very much. 365, how great thou art. And perhaps the sister will have a couple of comments on it afterwards as to why she picked that. Okay, maybe the hymn speaks for itself. We can remain seated for all verses. It's 358 in the blue, 365 in the red books. How great thou art.
I see the stars.
Sister Irene, would you want to add anything to that? We appreciate that. Lord bless you. Anyone else have a hymn, a poem, a prayer? Brother Ben. 367 in the red, 360 in the blue. To God be the glory. We can remain seated again for all verses.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Ben. Yes, Brother Albert.
66.
In 66, and that's in the blue book. And what would the title of that be?
Sweet By and By.
Same one, Sweet By and By. 66. Did you want to add anything to that?
Oh, that's one of my favorite scriptures, all that promise get fulfilled in that one day. And I thank the brethren for being so cooperative to help me out and hear this one particular hymn and all this ecclesia here today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Albert. Yes, Brother Wout. Did I see your hand up?
353.
353. And what's the title of that?
A Wonderful Savior.
Okay, in the red book, it's not 353. Maybe I should be using a blue book. 361, thank you. Just I'm so used to the red one, that's all. 361 in the red book, A Wonderful Savior.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Would you have any comment to that?
Well, there's a plan of almost a part of the plan of God's salvation, of being offered such a wonderful Savior. Jesus takes his troubles on himself, our troubles on himself, and the great promise of being with him later on. What more could we wish for?
Very much so. And all these hymns that are being brought out, the common theme across them all, the greatness of our God in nature, in especially in his great plan of salvation, and most especially exemplified through the loving sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, in which all things are centered. And all of these do bring it out in a different way. Who would be next? Yes, sister. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I'm sure all the friends do. And I was discussing with Brother Greg as we were coming in, and our fellowship, and more as time goes on, appreciating, not to say we're any better than those in the world, but appreciating that the Lord is doing special work in us, and there is a great difference there that we must respect. Not that it elevates us personally, it's open to anyone who would come forth and in faith and in love and obedience follow the Lord, but to recognize that through his Spirit, through the truth and the development that should be happening in us, noticing that there is this difference. But at the same time, it is for, as you say, the purpose of being prepared and fitted to be a part of that blessed seed for the rest of the world of mankind. Thank you. Brother, well, I think I saw Sister first. Yes, brother. The more the merrier. You seem to have several of them there. Sister Helen. 186. Without him. It's not what I'm familiar with. Now it's time to get familiar with it. In the blue book, 186A, called Without Him. No, I don't think it's in the red one either, just in the blue. Okay. If the friends maybe aren't familiar, maybe we could have one run through on it so we can. Definitely a devotional hymn. Sister Helen, did you want to offer anything with that? Very much so. Thank you. Brother Cornelius, I think I saw your hand next.
In the last few years, Psalm 23 has become very special to me. And I like to recite it. I decided to go over it up and use it together there. And it is an awful lot more when you let it run over your lips. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest the head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you, Brother Cornelius. We appreciate that. Down through the ages has been much quoted and been much used by those who would seek after the Lord. And when we recognize the one who wrote it, King David, and once again, as Brother Greg and I were discussing, this particular individual, even aside from his great sin, was still called a man after God's own heart. And amongst the kings and amongst those in Israel, he became known very much as the golden standard by which the others were measured. And as a picture of our Lord in his sacrificing condition stands forth so beautifully and shows how the Lord himself would very much be in attune with the beauty and the message of that psalm, and how it carries down to us who seek to follow him. Thank you, Brother Cornelius. Lord bless. Brother Greg.
In 284 for Brother Cornelius.
284. 284? Are we looking in the red book here again?
Yes, 288.
Did I hear 288 in the blue? 284, the easy yoke. Yes, it's the same in both books, 284. I'm sorry. The easy yoke.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our time is going on. Oh boy, stereo. Brother Irwin.
Brother Wayne and dear friends, I'd like to tell you about an unusual experience that we're having. And my wife could add whatever she would like. We had a black woman and a boy come to our home, and they're Jehovah's Witnesses. So I talked to them, and I called the witness that come talk to these individuals. And we asked them if they would take the first volume, and they said yes, they would. So that was very nice to you. So they took the first volume. So I told Dorothea, it was a Saturday, I said, I'm going to go outside work in the yard. So two other Jehovah's Witnesses that were in the area came, and they said they would like to meet me and talk to me. So I talked to them again. And one of them was my neighbor. I never met her before, but I knew what home she lived in. So then about a week later, I was driving through our area, and I saw two women walking down the street coming from a home. So I figured they were Jehovah's Witnesses, so I stopped the car. And I waited for a little while until they caught up. And I said, are you Jehovah's Witnesses? They said, yes. I said, would you like the first volume from Brother Russell? They said, no. And they said, do you live in this area? I said, yes. They said, we know who you are. And they said, would you like the Watchtower? I said, yes. And they said, did you get it last week? I said, yes. They said, we won't give it to you. So they said, you have it. So then we had another gentleman come to our home with a black woman, and he's an elder for Jehovah's Witnesses. And we talked for a long time, probably about an hour and a half, maybe an hour and a half or so. And we were so excited as to try to take turns, you know, to prepare for one another as to who was going to speak. So we had a very nice conversation, and this man named Joe said that he's coming back. And of all things, he's Jewish, the Jewish woman. So he said he's coming back, and the next time he said, we're going to talk about is truth progressive? So he said, be prepared to answer that question. So he came over, and we talked for about 3 hours. And again, by the way, myself, we tried to restrain each other from who has the turn to talk to. Because we're both so excited, and he was very cool and calm. And he wanted to know all about our group, and he wanted to know what our activities were, and he wanted to know who selects committees at our conventions. We showed him the Dawn Convention coming up, and he said, who selects the committee? He wanted to know a lot about the structure of how we run our meetings and so forth. So we talked to him for a long time, and he said he's coming back. He's coming back, and he said, this time we're going to talk about Genesis 2 and 3. And I don't know if he said Joel 2 and 3 or Job 2 and 3, but I think of myself, we had a difference of opinion as to what he said. But anyway, he said he's coming back, and we found that to be a very exciting experience. Whatever the Lord has in mind for him, we're willing, as long as we're cool, calm, and collected. We're having a wonderful experience with this man, because he's asking a lot of questions, and we said we don't think that he'll use any of this information in a detrimental way. But we figure either he wants to know about the Bible students as such, or he has so many evangelistic, like evangel hours that he has put out, so maybe we're on his books as individuals that he'd like to talk to for several hours. But he has to add whatever she might. But it's been a wonderful experience for us.
Well, thank you, Brother. Do you have anything to offer?
If anything, it's strengthening to our faith, and we thank the Lord that I did have the words on my head. So it's a blessing.
That's a beautiful story. We continue to witness where we can, cast our bread upon the waters. And I recently had something a little similar. A couple of Jehovah's Witnesses came to my door, and they were carrying, it was about evolution or something. And I met them at the door and quite plainly and straightforward said who I was. And we had a nice discussion, and they went away, and it was all beautiful. So the Lord is doing His work. And also, too, in a bit of a side note, I'm under the understanding that within the Jehovah's Witness movement, they're going through quite a shakeup there, and they're expecting some major things, perhaps major split there. So who knows what certain individuals may be going through as they're looking at all this happening and what that might prepare their hearts for receiving the message in other ways. So, it's a lovely story. I think I saw Brother Jerry's hand.
In regards to the hymn,
179, same in both books, Endless Song. Brother Jerry?
Just with an experience that I had this last week that kind of reflects the last verse of this, that was a joy. I don't know how many of you have flown through Toronto, through the airport there. It's very confusing. It's not only confusing in its normal state, but they're constructing a new terminal and new roadways, and it's just a maze of concrete wire and people and cars. And in this, you hear in your mind the precious truths, you hear the hymns, and your mind turns away from all of this confusion. You're calm. That's how I felt. The other indication that really struck me there, and I reflected this to a few brethren, when you come into the airport, and there's roadways everywhere, going in either direction, up, down, all over the place. And with the construction now, you have to pay very close attention to the signs. If you don't watch the signs, you can not only be on another road, but you could be in a wreck. If you stop to look at the signs for too long, I'm sure you would suffer the consequences as well, because things do not stop moving. And in all of this, I have to intently look at those signs, realize what they were by reading the full sign, and then move in that direction. And I got to my destination here. And I was just reflecting about that experience that struck me. Likewise, as Christians, we have to look at those signs. We have to look at the plan of our Heavenly Father, and not only where it's going, but the little writing on there that perhaps might be a help to each of us to arrive at our destinations. So we thank the Heavenly Father always, not only for the opportunity to look in His truth, and study and read and so forth, but sometimes to take practical applications for that truth. We're really looking forward to this time with the brethren. Thank each and every one for their leaders.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Another hand over here. I know I saw it flash a couple of times. Yes, sister.
Hi, I'd like to share a little incident that happened to me. I was just catching a couple of taxis in Saskatoon and picking me up at the bus stop a couple of times. And every once in a while, I had a certain gentleman that would pick me up. And he had to share a couple of incidents. He says, if you don't mind me sharing a couple of times, he says, He says, with this day and age, he says, I like to share a story. He says, but nowadays, he says, things that happen, he says, it's kind of hard to let your kids watch TV nowadays without having to sit down with your kids nowadays. So, you know, letting them watch TV, letting them share the TV and knowing what they're watching on TV and stuff. And he says it's hard, knowing what they're watching on TV and stuff. Anyways, he wanted to share the experiences that have happened with raising kids nowadays and stuff. And
you'd perhaps like to hold that over for the testimony? Okay. How much time are we getting, Brother Ben?
About another 110 minutes.
Okay, so. Yes, sister.
This wasn't my experience. This is an experience Brother John had. Right. It was very interesting. It seems that, and he can tell you about it better than I can, but I don't think he was starting it off. There was a newspaper over in Athens, Alabama, that had an ad, and it says, we want people to write in a little article about their preachers. This is all the preachers in Athens, which is hundreds, I guess. And so this sister called up Brother John, and she says, could you write an article about Brother Russell? He said, well, of course I could. And we sent it into the paper, gave it to the teacher, and gave it to the paper. Well, coincidentally, at the same time, Johnny's article was going to be about Brother Russell, and there was a picture of Brother Russell just standing on a street. It was kind of a picture. And there was a school in Athens called themselves the Bible School. They got mixed up there. We were Bible students, so they just assumed that the students belonged to that school. And they bogged it down with their ad about the school. And we got in trouble right
way, the previous little teacher at the school said, I don't have anything to do with that man or any of his teachings. And that was in the paper. So it went from bad to worse. And finally, Johnny had to write a retraction. He can tell you about it better than I can. He can tell you about it.
That's almost all of it. It's just the minister called me and said, how is it that you can put an ad in the paper about the Adventist Bible school in school without asking my permission? What? And I said, well, I didn't do that paper. It didn't pay any for my article. And so he said, well, I'm going to have to retract it. He called them. And nobody apologized to us for getting our article missed. But it was an experience, and I'm sure a lot of people saw Pastor's picture. And there's some things in there, like I found in one place where this Hindu in India, when Brother Russell was working there.
Oh, okay. A mosque.
It was a mosque, that's right. But I think it was in India. He asked Brother Russell, was Mohammed a prophet? And Brother Russell said that Mohammed speak of doctrine of restitution. Young man said no. And Brother Russell said, well, I guess he wasn't a prophet then. So the Bible says restitution is full of all God's little prophets. I have that in there.
Just too simple, eh?
Sure.
Just too simple. We appreciate that, and as we go on, it's all in the Lord's hands. And as I had the opportunity the other day with speaking with one of the brethren, it's remember the scripture that says, deal courageously, and the Lord will be with the good. And that's sometimes all we can do. We still have some time. Yes, sister.
I'm Sister Caroline Fagatz from Vernon, British Columbia, and I'd like in number 356, verse 1 and 2.
356 is that in the blue book? I take it.
That's in the I think it's blue.
356 in the blue and 363 in the red. Great is thy faithfulness. What were the verses again, sister? What were the verses again?
1 and 2.
1 and 2.
Thank you.
to share any thoughts with that?
When I read this, and when the statement came, I was thinking how wonderful our Heavenly Father's wisdom and His love is for us. He changed us, He has set the plan of God before the foundations of the world. He knew the beginning, and He knew the end. And He will never turn, never change what He has said, what He has promised, He will do. We should have faith in what God said and what God promised. That gives me much comfort. The other verse is nice too, I didn't want to have such a long one, but there's wonderful words in that as well. And I think Sister Helen said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That was one of my verses that I had chosen for a verse in my own class. But this is what the Lord says to me, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Okay, thank you. Well, it appears our time is drawn to an end. Our chairman is here, and there's a beautiful hymn I'm sure we're all familiar with that has the verse that when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we'll have no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. We've had an hour this evening, but as we continue on in our lives day by day, I'm sure we will continue to glorify the Lord, to look to show our devotion to Him, our thankfulness to Him. And on my own part, I'm very thankful to be here. And just in gratitude to the Heavenly Father, this month, 21 years that I've been amongst the Bible students, and it's been glory from one end to the other, all by the grace of the Lord. We do appreciate that, and if we could, when Brother Bennett...